person behind him, please make welcome Joe Harvey.
Hey, we're all here to celebrate our old friend Guy Clark. I want to introduce everybody. We're going to have some great songs. Joe Ely, right here. Terry Allen.
Got an old blue shirt. Suits me just fine. Like the way it feels, so I wear it all the time. Got an old guitar, it won't ever stay in tune. Like the way it sounds in a dark, empty room. Got an old pair of boots, fit me just right. I can work all day and I can dance all night. Got an old used car, runs just like a top. Get the feeling it ain't ever gonna stop. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. Got a pretty good friend who's seen me at my worst. I can't tell if I'm a blessing or a curse, but he always shows up when the chips are down. That's the kind of stuff I like to hang around. Stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall. Stuff that's real, stuff you feel, kind of stuff you reach for when you fall. She's crazy. She paints like me. She's got a playground sense of justice, so don't take odds. I've got a tattoo with her name right through my soul. I think everything that she touches turns to gold. stuff that works, stuff that holds up, kind of stuff you don't hang on the wall, stuff that's real,
stuff you feel,
kind of stuff you reach for when you fall.
Really, and he was singing, "If I can just get off of this LA freeway before I get killed or caught." And it took me right to our own stretch of highway on a curve, like all good songs, you remember where you are. And I remember looking back at the city just before Terry and I made our escape, before it was too late. And that was in 1960. That was 2 years before Guy and Susanna made that same curve. And that night after the festival, it was called Only a Hobo Festival, and we were all staying at the Three Kings Hotel. And Guy and I walked along the Rio Cucino River under these beautiful Italian starry night, and we became friends. That's the first time we'd ever really talked and had any time to spend together. I didn't have a clue then how much we had in common, how much fun we were going to all have together up the road, and how much we were going to all of us stick together around all the curves.
Leave the key in the old front door locked.
don't you cry, babe. Love's a gift that's truly handmade. We got something to believe in. Don't you think it's time we're leaving?
Come on.
If I could just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught, I'd be down the road in a cloud swamp to some land I ain't bought. If I just get off of this L.A. freeway without getting killed or caught.
Good singing.
Make a note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. Some bitches always bored me.
Yeah, Guy and Susanna came to visit us one Christmas holiday, and we'd lost a dog a couple of months before. Guy and I were sitting in my studio, and my son came in and said, "Dad, I found a dead dog out here under a tree." So I went out, and sure enough, there was our little dog, Queenie, and there was an obvious bullet hole in her side. And I remember walking back to my studio, and Guy, who had this kind of lion's mane of hair that he was quite proud of, was in there kind of doing his hair, you know, like that. And I said, "Guy, some son of a bitch sucked my dog." And he said, "Well, let's write a song about it." You know? So we did. Some SOB shot my dog. I found her under a tree. If I hadn't loved that dog so much, it wouldn't mean nothing to me. But you son of a bitch, I tell you what, I will not be deterred. I'll find you out and track you down. On that you have my word. Queenie's getting buried. It's time to dig the hole. And New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke me. It broke cold. Well, I don't predict the world will end, and I don't presume it won't. I don't pretend to give a damn if it do or if it don't. But you must have got a gun for Christmas. That don't make it right. Oh, what in the hell were you thinking with little Queenie in your sight? Queenie's getting buried. It's time to dig the hole. New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke me. It broke cold. Thank you. brother Death and father Time, they're almost loaded up, headed for the borderline in a stolen pickup truck. Far old acquaintance not forgotten, for old dogs left behind. I can't forgive and I won't forget the year of 99. Screaming no lang syne. Queenie's getting buried, it's time to dig the hole. New Year's Day in Santa Fe broke me, it broke cold.
Trouble. I can't stay here tonight. I got to leave here on the double. If I see the morning light, don't need no pistol for the tickets. I got just enough to get us down the line. I don't know what happens next. Your guess is just as good as mine. Move with me, Magdalene. I'm tired of the same old scene. There's a greyhound leaving at midnight. You came with me, it'd be like a dream. I wouldn't stay here if I could. Don't come along just to please me. Let's go while the going's good. Move with me, Magdalene. I'm tired of the same old scene. Let's go down to San Miguel. Let's go be somebody else tonight. Come on, Magdalene. Move with me, Magdalene.
Guy was visiting and cutting through all the smoke, all the whiskey talk and everything, and Guy put his yellow pad out and he was working on that song and he sung it to us for the first time. My God, it's such a beautiful song. So many of Guy's songs are like that, where you totally remember when you first heard them and exactly put you right in that place, so vivid you can almost smell them. Guy, I remember the first time that I heard Desperados, Waiting for a Train. And I didn't know why it moved me so much. But Guy and I had so much in common that I'm just now, after reading this new book about Guy, that I'm finding out, you know, he lived when he was a kid in a boarding house, I mean in an old hotel, with his grandmother and her boyfriend in West Texas. And this guy's name was Jack, and of course Guy loved him. And I lived in West Texas in an old boarding house with my grandparents, and my granddaddy was a domino player, just like Guy's. And he'd put me on his shoulders when he was little bitty and take me downtown to show me off, just like Guy talked about his Jack doing. And, you know, my granddaddy, when I was a little kid, he called me Little Debbie sitting on a sweet tater vine. And we would sit in front of a console radio and listen to Hank Williams and Roy Acuff and Sons of the Pioneers, and he'd let me paint his toenails red and dress him up in drag. He was such a great granddaddy to have. I just think that anybody who had some old man like that, that meant so much to them in their lives, are very lucky.
I didn't start hanging out with Guy until he was an old guy. And I was scared shitless to go over to his house. A couple of my buddies had gone over there, and they'd walk out of there about 5 or 6 hours later, and they had big plans to write a great song. And after they ran through their five great ideas that he said were shit, kept saying, "What else you got?" And they'd go, and he'd go, "Here, get some personality." And he'd walk out of there wondering what they said and all embarrassed. I said, "I ain't gonna do that. I'm not prepared for that kind of weight." But when I finally did, man, it changed my life for good. It let me know that I was doing the right thing. I talked to him one time about writing songs, and I said, it's like I got a dream up here. It's right above my right side of my head. And I feel like I spent my whole life trying to bring it from up above my head through my filter and have it sparkle just as it does when I first came up with this idea. It's almost like trying to explain a dream. If you ever try to explain a dream about a sentence or two into it, it just falls apart and you start making endings that weren't there and it just goes to shit. And it's really hard. He just looks at me and goes, "Well, shit, Jack. If it was easy, everybody'd do it." Well, I played Red River Valley. He'd sit in the kitchen and cry, running his fingers through 70 years of living. Wonder, Lord, is every well I drill gone dry? Who's friend? Me and this old man, like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. He's adrift, driller for a well. He's an old school man of the world. Taught me how to drive his car, and he's too drunk to wait, giving money for the girl. And I laughed like some old western movie, like Desperado. Waiting for a train, like desperado, waiting for a train.
soon as I could walk, they'd take me with them to a place called Green Frog Cafe. There was an old man with beer guts and diamond nose, lying about the lies while they played. I was just a kid, they all called me sidekick. Like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train. One day I looked up, he was pushing 80. Get brown, the back of stains all down his chin. To me, he's one of the heroes of this country. Why's he all dressed up like them old men? He's drinking beer. Like a desperado waiting for a train, like a desperado waiting for a train, like a desperado waiting for a train, like a desperado waiting for a train. On the day before he died, I went to see him. I was grown. He was almost gone. Just closed our eyes, dreamed us up a kitchen, played another verse, that old song. I said, come on, Jack. Son of a bitch is coming. Like desperado waiting for a train. 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 Like desperado waiting for a train.
God bless you guys, man.
July, a guy was visiting, and we decided to write a Christmas carol. This is it. It's Xmas on the Isthmus of Panama, where listless is Christmas, no Santa Claus, no wise men, no angels, no mistletoe trucks, no reindeers, no shepherds, we're shit out of luck. Ah, we hung all our stockings on the palm trees with care, stayed up all night, still nothing there. So we started some incense and shot up some myrrh. Stayed up two more days just to make sure. Ah, it's Xmas on the Isthmus of Panama. It's hopeless, we're dopeless, song about Xmas that brings you the tears. Snowmen and chestnuts and roasting reindeers. That story from the Bible, our God's only son. The Immaculate Injection, hey, you know the one. Well, there wasn't from around here. This Judean stranger called up the front desk, let me speak to the manger. There's horses, there's cows, there's sheep, there was pigs. Mary asked Joseph, hey, who booked this gig? Ah, it's Xmas on the Isthmus of Panama. We're listless, it's Christmas, no Santa Claus. We're shiftless, we're giftless. I forgot it. Bethlehem, 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 Bethlehem.
On a Sunday afternoon in Birmingham, and we all started drinking. And we drank quite a bit, and then we got really hungry, but we knew that nobody could drive, so we called a limo. And when the limousine came in Birmingham, we said, he asked us where we wanted to go. We said, well, the best barbecue joint in all of Birmingham. And he said, are you sure? And we said, yeah, that's what we want to do, the very best. He started up that old long limousine. He drove about 4 feet, made a right turn, and said, get out, we're here. I tell you, it's always been a circus. But Joe Ely is the only person I really know who ran away from home and joined one.
And never left.
He's been in the circus all the time. I'll never forget when Guy and Susanna called us up and said, we're in Austin. We're going to come over and see you. And we said, oh, great. We'll do something. And they ended up staying for 12 days at our house. And we got a lot done, mainly laugh. But I want to do a song that kind of came about from that one time. I had joined the circus in 1973 and had written a song, one song, and that time when Guy and Susanna were staying with us, I played it for Guy. We were over at Gary P. Nunn's backyard. And Guy had a little portable tape recorder, and I guess he recorded it because I never wrote it down. And a few years later, I was driving down the street listening to the radio in Austin, Texas, and I heard this song, circus song, on the radio, and it took me a while. I thought, that sounds real familiar. And I realized that I had written it, and Guy saved it and had recorded it, so without his saving it, it would have gone off into that place where songs go that you don't write down. But I want to do it for you here. It's called Indian Cowboy. If you ever go out to the circus where the wildlings walk on the wire, I'll tell you a tale to remember. When the white horses leap rings of fire, was a cold night in old Oklahoma. The show was about to begin.
again. The animals, they were all restless when the star pony broke from her pen. Now she was a mare of high spirit, like a whore on a Saturday night, just a kicking and bucking past the men who were brushing the elephants lying on their side. Well, close to the tent set a lantern. It was dangerously close to the hay. That mare headed straight for that lantern, some fool had put there by mistake. Well, up steps an Indian cowboy. His lasso went whirling through the air in the full dead middle of danger. He roped that runaway mare. The elephants raised up their trumpets. Two of them broke from their chains, stampeded that Indian cowboy who had saved the big top from flames. So if you ever go out to the circus where the wildlanders walk on the wire, remember that Indian cowboy when the white horse's leap rings of fire. Remember that Indian cowboy when the white horse's leap rings of fire.
Thanks again, guys.
He just slept. And easy to please, you know, he liked my food. He was used to it. It was mostly takeout. I remember one time I went out and I got green chili, chicken enchiladas, and refried beans, and salsa, and guacamole, and tamales, and Aiden got flan. And I came in the door and fell all over the suitcases that they'd left right there where I walked in. And it just went all over the room. And I got a great old big salad bowl. And I just scooped it all up and gave everybody a spoon. And we all ate it. Nobody said a word. Oh, my God. We all love God. Steve, would you sing that song that you wrote after he died?
I don't know. We've done a bunch of these beginning since Guy passed away. We did. There was a wake in Nashville, and there was another wake. Some of us got on a bus and rode with Guy's ashes to Santa Fe and to Terry and Joe Harvey's house. And Jack met us there. Joe met us there. And I think Guy's still there, and because it was his wish. He's going in a bronze that Terry hasn't made yet, and that's which he
what
just
a
thought
nice
that would,
thing
he
to
thought
lay
that would
on somebody,
be
cool. Huh?
But I wrote this right after that trip to New Mexico with Guy, and it's we'll see if I can get through it. By my
Angelo. Ain't no trouble where you go. Ain't no pain to burn you blind. Just enough to draw a line. Goodbye, maestro, farewell.
This is the truth. Usually when I say that, nobody believes me, but I swear to God, this is the truth. Terry and I were driving outside of Monahans, where Guy was raised when he was a kid, and it's just flat nothing, just nothing out there. And we both saw this at the same time, way off in the distance, in the field. There was this big, billowing, white thing out there. And Terry and I both thought the exact same thing about it. It looked exactly, you couldn't tell if it was an angel or a ghost, but I swear it was right out in the middle of that field.
When you're making conversation, trying not to scream, trying not to tell them you don't care what they mean, you're really feeling fragile, really can't get home, really feel abandoned, but you want to be alone. Oh, friend. Friends, oh Lord.
hard to put your finger on the thing that scares you the most. You can't tell the difference between an angel and a ghost. Oh, friends, you shine like diamonds. Oh, friends, you can always call. Old friends, after all.
It's like when you make a conversation, you're trying not to scream, and you're trying not to tell them that you don't care what they mean, and you're feeling really fragile, and you really can't get home, you really feel abandoned, but you want to be alone.
Joe Hardy, Gary Young, Steve Irwin, Billy Lee, Jack Ingram. And a good friend of Harvey Strickley, Guy Clark. That was great, you guys. You're looking good out there. We're still having a good time. Excellent. We're not done yet. Come on back. We'll have Dave Alvin come up soon. Thank you.
What time is Dave supposed to come on? And they don't have to do too much of a freaking set change. 5:45. And it is now. Oh, 5:18. We got 20 minutes or so ish.
Yippers.
Yippers. Okay, hold on. I gotta hit stop. Okay.